Y'all can hit me up on Twitter at RealJCalf. JAYCAV. You can also hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, it's all the same.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, now what you got going on, J-Cat?
Right now, man, I'm working on this mixtape. I'm gonna drop an EP first, another EP. But I'm working on this mixtape called Layover in Tokyo.
Okay.
I'm working on that. And also, I'm working on the album as well.
Okay, for sure. Now, you working on the EP and the album at the same damn time?
Yeah, man.
Okay, for sure. For sure. And now what's gonna be the difference between the EP and the album? Do they gotta purchase the album, or is the what's gonna be the difference?
Well, like the EP is, let's say, it's kind of like a like an introduction of just letting people know what happened, like my time in LA, like as far as like me chasing fame or whatever like that. Me being introduced to fame for the first time, that's kind of would be the concept of the EP. Just letting people know what happened to me, like the first time I was introduced to like a different lifestyle. And the album would be about like how I'm looking at life in a different perspective. Now that I've been introduced to, you know, like different fans from different states, other countries, different radio interviews, just fame, period.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And now where you see yourself going with this radio thing? You chasing fame, or where you see you going with this radio thing?
Now, see, I'm not really chasing fame. I mean, I could do without it. But, okay. I mean, if it comes, it comes.
Yeah. You know it's going to come.
Yeah.
Hey, definitely. But where you see yourself like 5 or 10, probably like 3 or 4 years from now, where you see J-Cav?
I'm like beyond music. I'm trying to touch different revenues. I'm trying to touch clothing. I'm trying to get involved with movies, everything, photography, graphic design, architects, like everything.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And now, how long you been in this music thing, man?
Oh, man, I've been in this since I was like 13.
Okay, that's a minute. And that's all been on the West Coast, or it's been all over?
I had some stuff planned in the West. I had, like, being fortunate enough, I had some stuff planned in the East Coast as well.
Okay. For sure, for sure. Hey, we about to give them a little taste of your music right now. This Hit 'Em Up track. Let them know a little something about it, man.
Oh,
I say on this HUH track, man.
What
that,
man?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, play that.
Okay, for sure, for sure. We about to get it up. We about to let them know what it is right now. Hey,
I know it's a Monday night. I know it's a Monday night. But look, if you got a drink or you got some smoke on, pull up, light up, and just zone out.
Okay, for sure. I'm pulling up right now, so I'm going to hold you. All right. Let's get it.
Let's go.
On to it. Roll it. Smoke that, pour that tip of yummy. Smoking while we pulling up, sipping while we rolling up. If you got a problem, then that we will address it. Then you'll start undressing. Sexual feelings we expressing.
Smoking while we pulling up, sipping while we rolling up. If you got a problem, then that we will address it. Then you'll start undressing. Sexual feelings we express it.
I tell your
chicks for starters. Roll that weed, light it up, this in that order. You just cuffing supporter. I just grind like borders. All these is thirsty, left alone, they hunger. Take my order. Smoking while we pulling up. Sipping while we rolling up. If you got a problem, then that we will address it. Then you'll start undressing. Sexual feelings we expressing.
Smoking while we pulling up. Sipping while we rolling up. If you got a problem, then that we will address it. Then you'll start undressing. Sexual feelings we express it.
Lot of bees, lot of weed, lot of rubbers. Same sheets, then they leave. No need to change numbers. She was running out that room in all covers. Can't cover, but she'll let her heart suffer. Just a f***er knowing I could never love him.
She
kiss pink, smoking purple. Step on, you Urkel. Squat, niggas out the circle. I'm all movie, you straight commercial. Scary, I'm all witty. My authentic, I fuck until she sharp windy. Me and my niggas, we getting point y'all out this road car. You RuPaul, stuffing tissue in your loose bra. Get a boob job, who the fuck y'all? Too many wedding strippers with six figures. Gone off that brown liquor. Great swisher, they sucking. We ain't about kissing shit. Smoking while we pulling up. Sipping while we rolling up. If you got a problem, then it, we will address it. Then you start undressing. Sexual feelings we expressing.
Smoking while we pulling up. Sipping while we rolling up. If you got a problem, then it, we will address it. Then you start undressing. Sexual feelings we express it.
Actually, and we had like got a little section at one of these little like elegant type clubs. But after that, we had left and we went to like a few house parties and some other clubs. But the DJ was just playing like, you know, some wax music, and it was just a lot of stuff that happened. And just within that one night, like we went to one party, had too many dudes there. And we went to the other party, the DJ wasn't playing the right music, we had to take over the DJ booth. So it was just that whole night of my birthday just made me, you know, just put all that into this one song.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Definitely. Hey, as far as shows, you got any shows, anything lined up?
Right now, I'm not doing no shows at the moment. Because I'm trying to just, you know, focus on this job that I got and also focus on my craft and a few other things that I'm passionate about. So at the moment, nah, I'm not doing any shows at the moment.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, if anybody comes search J Kev, what can you tell them? What can you tell them about yourself? Make them want to hear you, want to be interested you in as an artist.
Wait, you say it one more time?
I say, as far as J Cap, if I was on, if I ain't know you, and I wanted to come search about you, what can you sell me on to make me want to come come search about you as an artist?
I mean, first off, man, it's like it's impossible to put me like in the category with other artists. Simply because I mean I have my own style. I'm real diverse. Like I don't stick to just hip hop or everything you usually hear on the radio. Like and as far as like a lot of my other music that I have, like I can either if you wanna hear conscious music, I could give you that. If you wanna hear like some sophisticated ignorance, I could give you that. It's like I could whatever emotion that you, you know, whatever you're feeling at the moment, you could always, like, all right, I could go search J. Cav and, like, listen to, you know, whatever he has. I got music that'll fit every emotion, every mood, every style, whatever you want to hear, I got it.
Okay, for sure, for sure. So you can touch every, pretty much every genre.
Every genre, you know, I listen to, like, every genre.
Okay, for sure, for sure. No, yeah, and with that being said, you could touch some rock and roll.
I could touch. Oh man, I'm working on that right now.
Okay, for sure. I'm telling you out, man. You can send me some rock and roll. I don't know if I'm gonna play it.
Look, you'll be the first person to hear it. As soon as it gets detected, you'll be the first to have it.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, is there anything else you want the people to know about you tonight? Any shout outs or anything you wanna give out?
Oh man. Another thing I didn't put out there was my SoundCloud. You can go in there and you can listen to one of my very first mixtapes called Face of Fame. Nah, that tape was like for those that like the conscious rap. There you go right there. And my SoundCloud is Real J Cav. That's where you go find like a lot of my music. Nah, but I got some videos coming up, like for that song y'all just heard. I got a video coming up for that. That's just crazy. I mean, like crazy. Everybody's sick. I'm a co-direct myself. But so yeah. And,
shout out to Camelot, too, man. Okay, shout out to Camelot. Hey, now, when you say that video gonna be crazy, well, you gotta let the people know something about that. Hey, you can't leave them with their mouth watering. Hey, what's gonna be going on in that video?
It's a surprise, man. Surprise. You just gotta tune in.
Okay, you gotta tune in. Now, besides your SoundCloud and everything else, your name, you ain't got nothing on iTunes or nothing on iTunes live mixtape that people can go support and purchase your music.
Right now, I'm just giving all my music out for free.
Okay.
Everything's free.
Man. Okay, for sure.
Now shows. That's
stores. Oh yeah, you got a choice for that. Man.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a whole nother category right there.
Mm-hmm. It's players too. It's players.
Yeah, that's a whole nother category. You can't get on no damn show for free.
Nah, man.
For sure, for sure.
Nigga got bills.
And damn, yeah, it's damn, yeah. Everybody got bills, hey. You can't get out no show for it. That's real talk. But on the music side of everything, pretty much everything they can find online, and they can get, they pretty much can get their hands on it.
YouTube, yeah, YouTube is about same thing. Real J Cav, a YouTube name for everything. I want everything that I, like Twitter, Facebook, everything, I want it all under one name. So it's not, you know, you don't be scrambling around all the internet looking for one person.
Okay. For sure. Yeah, I know how they, once you get the Google and shit, the goddamn YouTube and shit, everything start popping up. So once you got it on the one person, you ain't got to worry about that.
Nah, just like
Lil
J Cav, everything go pop up.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Appreciate you coming on here with me tonight, J Cav, man. Is there anything else you want the people to know about that I didn't touch on tonight, man?
Nah, Oh, got this clothing line coming up as well. I'm not even supposed to be telling you about this, but got this clothing line coming up, coming out. I'm thinking about dropping a few pieces for the winter time. The name of it is Pompous Citizen. So look out for that. If you ever hear me talk about it in my music, and then, you know, I'm just trying to get y'all a little more familiar with it before it drops.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, you got any designs or anything out there so the people can see it, or it's going to be, once it come out, you're going to hit them with it?
I'm gonna let y'all know before it drops, like I said, about a month or two in advance before it drops. Well, no, like about September. September time, like, yeah, I'm gonna show y'all a few pieces that'll be available for like October, November.
Okay. For sure, for sure. Hey, you gonna have to send some stuff my way. You know, I get my motto on for you, man.
You already know, man. It's all love, man. I'm about to shoot you a few pieces, man.
Okay.
Just let me know your size, dog. I got it.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I'll sport some shit to the club and shit for you, man. Take a couple pictures for you.
For sure, man. So,
for sure.
Just hit me up. Let me know the size, dog. I got you.
Okay, for sure. We gonna definitely link up. I got all your contact information, so you know I'm gonna stay in contact with you, man. Anything new you get, as soon as you get that new EP or that new album, shoot me some tracks. You know I get them live on air for you, man.
You already know. You're the first to hit, man. First to get.
For sure,
got you,
man.
Got you.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you coming on here with me tonight, man. Come back anytime.
No problem, man. Stay up, dude.
Alright. Shouts out to J. Cal. Hey, he definitely doing his thing. Hey, before we let him always go. Hey, he always drop off. Y'all make sure y'all get at it. Hey, we about to turn up. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, you want to hear something? Hit me up, 347-945-7629. I'm just about to turn up. I'm turning up at 24, so you already know what it is, man. This your boy Cat Daddy. Let me find my goddamn hype music so I can turn the hell up. I'm scrolling down. Project Pata, Little Dirty Pat, what it do?
Hey, your boy, Project Pata. Kicking it with my guy, Little Dirty Black. Money in the bag, all body in the bag. Y'all know how we want it, man. It's going down, North Carolina, stand up. Y'all know the business?
Break it all down. Yeah, 30 for the chicken, gotta whip it, whip it, whip it. The rap game fucked up, the dope game crazy. I'm in the kitchen bagging up and whipping up a baby. My nigga in the back with the pound going crazy. My other nigga in the living room with the pills. He keep them for the low and he keep the stupid deals. We be rolling on them bucks, we be rolling on them stars. They'll have your butt naked and rolling in your car. My phone going ham and I'm making all the slams. You can meet me at the store or you can meet me in the tunnel. I be running, running, running. Call me Little Michael Vick. Smoking joints of the loud, feeling like I'm the shit. In the club, popping bottles with a badass bitch. You ain't even gotta hate. You ain't even gotta hate. I'm a young ass nigga trying to get his money straight. Oh!
30 for the whole chicken, 12 for the whole pig. Gas prices sky high, the whole hood owe me. 50 for the 10 pack, 40 for the whole ground. All the J's calling me, my drop phone going out. 30 for the whole chicken, 12 for the whole pig. Gas prices sky high, the whole hood owe me. 50 for the 10 pack, 40 for the whole ground. All the J's calling me, my drop phone going out.
Anything goes for the dough, coming through the dough. Bag full of bowls, you duct tape on the floor. Everything high, man, ain't nothing cheap. Drug dealers turn to robbers, drought in these streets. Double burn to the head, her trigger sneeze. Don't you say your words, bullets in his knees. Niggas are snitching, mouth need a muzzle. AK-40 bullets, you in pause like a puzzle. The reason why I got this bread, cause I hustle. Mexicano is the blood, chopper is the muscle. Twist it, hit it, light it, I'm ready now. Head in the clouds, count faces burning loud.
30 for the whole chicken, 12 for the whole pig. Gas prices sky high, the whole hood owe me. 50 for the 10 pack, 40 for the whole ground. All the J's calling me, my drop phone going out. 30 for the whole chicken, 12 for the whole pig. Gas prices sky high, the whole hood owe me. 50 for the 10 pack, 40 for the whole ground. All the J's calling me, my drop phone going out.
You already know what it is, man. Shouts out to JKL, but I'm coming through. Hey, y'all, check him out. Got a new quote line coming through. Hey, he got a whole lot going on, so y'all make sure y'all check him out. Hey, that's right, man. Last night, you missed my show, man. Go ahead, check it out. We had that Overtime Hustling Volume X popping off. Overtime Hustling Volume X. Hey, shit went down. So go ahead. Check that out, man. Hey, it's your boy Cat Daddy. You want to hear something? Get at me. 347-945-7629. Just keep rocking with your boy. Got some new shit coming from my boy Jerry White, LOD tonight. Got some new shit for my boy Boy Wanda. I got some new shit for my boy Brandon J. Hey, man, about to turn the fuck up, man. You already know what it is. Little St. Louis, what's up, man?
In a rental car, passing Union Boulevard. Cause I just took page to King Highway. What's the left? Got caught at the light and natural bridge. Folks try not to look my way cause they know I get in a rental car, passing Union Boulevard. Cause I just took page to King Highway. What's the left? Got caught at the light and natural bridge. Folks try not to look my way cause they know I get out of bed. But I ain't on shit, I'm dropping packs off. Cause I got 48 to get these packs off. Stop by the crack house, that coca bubbling. It's so hot up in this bitch, I'm smothering. The money count right or do I got the count that? Cause I can't take a loss, fuck trying to bounce back. I told my nigga Future, look, I need like 8 of them.
Damn, what you trying to do?
Ball like baby Nim.
I can never show you the footage, and I hustle for real. Nigga, fuck what you heard. From your city to Wilson, all the way down to the curb. You see, I started with L. Come get a pillow for me. I turned a dip to a brick. I turned a bitch to a freak. Got a call from the homie. I told my nigga it's on. But get at me in traffic mode. Don't say shit on the phone. Cause I'm grinding, I don't take off. What the fuck is a day off? I'm trying to knock this weight off and stay off them people's radar. I'm grinding, I don't take off. What the fuck is a day off? I'm trying to knock this weight off and stay off them people's radar.
I do it for the on time. life or death. Better pay your dues up. Don't be mad at the world, cause your ass a loser. I've been doing this for years, now I'm pushing up the hill. Push up, push up, no, I ain't stopping here. But for real, I advise you niggas to listen clear. Better think about the battle before you make it to the field. Nigga with a street team, talking real cool. Ain't no hesitation, we'll get it popping real soon. Damn fool, get out the way or we gon' make some room. Yeah, I'm a general, but I'm a frontline dude. They never phase me, I'm trying to get paid, G. I'm on my field and no, I'm not in prayer with smoking weed. Nah, I'm never lazy, may even be crazy. Jerk water made you, but the streets made me.
I do it for the ill time. From the old caving area, down the river, there's smoke. And the mother's gonna come, and yep, it never fails. I'ma roll through the mountain, gon' holler at my guys. What up, Jack? What up, Tim? What up, Mac? What up, Brian? When I head through the south, I got Ed on my side. We a real street thing, so you better get it light. Number 40, head to the north, cause it's all good, Mac. Now getting up with Jay, up in Hollywood, Jay. Mob in the bay, Dale and New Home. John chop me up, fresh fade in the dome, bitch. Pull it with the pin, boy, talking real killer. Him and Zed in the Rolly with the Taliban, nigga. Shout out to Black Heart and Big Bunny, plenty more. I'm a Black Haven vet. Cool, I ain't here.
You already know what it is, man. This your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, we live back on the air. Hey, we just had a caller chime in at 336. What it do? What it do?
Yo, what it do, Cat? Shout out to Cat, man. What's good? Trey Gang, man. What's good?
Good, Trey Gang, bitch.
All right, man. What's good with you, man? We're calling just showing love. You know that.
For sure, man. You already know, man. Sitting over here grinding, man.
Word. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Sorry, man. You know that.
Yeah, I already know. Hey, y'all in the trade area, hey, make sure y'all get out, dog. August 18th, out there at Bloom Park, man. Cookout gonna be stupid, man.
Man. Bloom Park, man. Shelter Street, come out, show love, bring the kids out. Back to school, stop the violence, cookout, man. Perform a live performance, you know what I'm saying? Just something for the kids to get back, show back to the hood. You good. Trey Gang, bitch.
For sure. Hey, y'all got one of Trey Gang West calling in tonight, too, ain't they?
Yeah. He should be hitting you up soon, man. You know that.
I think this right here. Hey, what it do? You guys want to help with Cat Daddy and Trey Gang?
Trey Gang, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yo, what it do? What it do, fam? You know Trey Gang, man. You already know. Shit over here on the west side, cooler, man.
What's going on the west coast?
Hey, on the west coast, there. Cooler. Trigger, what's happening? All my Trey 4 people was good.
What's good with you, man?
What it do? Not much, man. Sitting here promoting, man, doing these shows, man. Getting it like that, man. Shout out to the whole Trey, man.
For sure, shout out to Trey. Hey, shout out to the west.
What's going
hey,
on, man? Everybody seeing all that love y'all showing.
Hey, go ahead and put that contact information out there for them people so they can hit y'all up too, man.
Oh, yeah, man, you can hit me up on Reverb Nation, man. Scooter Trill Ass, man. Go ahead and just Google Scooter Trill Ass, S-K-O-O-A space T-R-I-L-L-A-Z-Z, man. You can hit us up.
Okay. For sure, for sure. Hey, y'all gotta get me on. Y'all gotta get your boy Cat this music, man, so I can get y'all out there, man.
Oh, look, man, just hit me with the email, man. I'll send you some shit, man. You can get on there ASAP.
Okay, for sure, for sure. I'm about to hit you with the email right now in your Facebook.
Oh, you can hit me with it. I'll send you some stuff tonight.
Okay, yeah, you can faster or quicker. I got about 2 hours left on the show, so you get it to me tonight. It's going to get live on the air.
All right, that's good, man. I'm going to handle that right now. Just send me that email then, man. Good talking to y'all, man. Trey Gang, Trey Gang, Trey Gang.
All right, Trey Gang, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Anything else you want the people to know about? For sure, man. Definitely. Hey, Yada, you still there, my nigga?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro. You already, man.
For sure, man. Yeah, we going to definitely on. We about to definitely turn it on. I'm about to send them my email right now. So y'all stay tuned for that.
Man,
y'all gonna
that,
hear some.
Man. Do that, man. Check out that Trey Gang West, man. Word up.
Trey Gang West. Hey, now y'all got Trey Gang on. So this Trey Gang West, y'all got anybody else on other than the West Coast walking with y'all right now? That's it.
Man, we just everywhere, man. You just got to holler at us, man. Trey Gang West, we got Trill, School Trill, ass, you feel me? We everywhere,
yeah,
man. Just holler at us, man. You feel me? TreyGangWest.com, you feel me?
Say no more. Hey, y'all definitely get on them. They definitely making moves, man. Hey, appreciate you stopping by tonight, y'all.
Okay, bro, that's a bet.
Okay. All right. Definitely. Trey Gang. Hey, we got another call coming in. 336-564. What it do? You got on the air with your boy Cat Daddy.
What it do? Trey Gang, CEO on deck, man. What's happening?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. Cooler, man. You already know how to call in and goddamn get a taste of the hot shit goddamn rolling right now. That Cat Daddy Marshall show, man. Everybody come check this shit out. Tune in. Call in. Support my boy, man. You know what I mean? God dang, fertilizing the soil, man. You know what I'm saying? So you already know we're going to call in to support, man, out the gate.
For sure. I already know, man. Shit, it's both way around. Anything y'all got going on, you know I got y'all on my end.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. What it is, anything you want to ask, man, you know what I'm saying? Get out there to the people. You want me to just go ahead and run it off, nigga? Hey, it's whatever. Nigga. Let me know, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Stay active.
Hey, first, give them that contact information start out with, man.
Alright, first of all, man, my name Yikes, man. You know what I'm saying? Nathan Snipes, that's the real name. You know what I'm saying? Stage name Yikes. You know what I'm saying? I'm a motherfucking Trey Gang Entertainment. Me and my partner Brandon Kane. You know what I'm saying? B Kane. You feel me? We got a group called motherfucking TGY. You know what I'm saying? I got the West Coast artist, Scooter Trill Ass on Trey Gang West. I got Mr. Winston artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a little large, little independent movement, you know what I'm saying? And so anybody trying to contact us or trying to listen to our music, they can tune in to motherfucking Reverb Nation, Trey Gang, SoundCloud, you know the regular little lines that everybody using to promote their shit, you know, underground people using to promote their shit, you know what I'm saying? In the process right now, I'm trying to link up with this iTunes shit. You know, we just trying to learn the business aspect now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The website, www.treygang.com. You know what I'm saying? They just got posted. You know what I'm saying? We still got, it's still under construction. You know what I'm saying? But still people can tap in right quick and, you know what I'm saying, just get a gist of what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Our music in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, y'all know how to give me some music too, man, so I can get it on here, man.
Yeah, I got you, bro. I got you, man. I'm just, like I said, just trying to get that paperwork done. You know what I'm saying? I haven't had that shit registered and, you understand what I'm saying? Because all that shit is really, you know, like, this shit just really happened. This shit was really on some old fluke shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I basically, like, how Gucci and them came in the game, and it was, when they was asked the question, like, revenge out into the game. You know what I'm saying? The niggas, they answer that he gave was the shit that inspired me. You know what I'm saying? The niggas say, him, Jesus said the same, God, it, Boots, and all. You know what I'm saying? All these niggas say the same shit. Like, you got a lot of people here talking our lives. You get what I'm saying? They getting paid off of talking our lives and mimicking our image and shit. You know what I'm saying? So why not get in there and talk your life? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like Short and Low and all them niggas said it. You know what I'm saying? These are the reason why these motherfuckers enter the game. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, as you see, they saw success too. Or they still see success. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent or whatever. And that, you know, like I said, that shit inspired me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't to be glamorized. You get what I'm saying? But it is what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you go out there and try to make believe this shit, get your ass fucking indicted, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, at the gate, you know what I'm saying? At the gate, you know what I'm saying? But that's what really inspired the Trey Gang movement here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, man, you know what I'm saying? And that shit works, you know what I'm saying? Basically, that shit works. Like, so what we're doing now is going through, a process now in which we're just trying to develop ourselves. You know what I'm saying, as artists, you know what I'm saying? We just getting to the point where we starting to make a clean transition, you know what I'm saying? Like, learning the roles, and you know what I'm saying, of being an entertainer, you get what I'm saying? Like, just like anybody else, just start, it's just like when you first start writing, you know what I'm saying? Your handwriting fucked up by the gate. It ain't just no smooth ass, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no good ass manuscript then, you know what I'm saying? Or like when you first start riding a bike, you're going to fall a couple times. So when we first jumped off and started performing, yeah, niggas hit the stage fucking up, and you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers showing up late, and motherfuckers, you feel me? Because we was just, and all that shit done without management. All that shit done without any type of training or tutelage or anything, man. You know what I'm saying? We just coming out from the rough, you know what I'm saying? Being independent, trying to make our way, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what really inspired us, man. You know what I'm saying? We got the largest movement in North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? In North Carolina, we got the largest independent movement, you know what I'm saying? And bi-coastal movement in the state, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. For sure. Hey, so where y'all see y'all taking that Trey Gang move?
Shit, you know what I'm saying? We got a vision, of course. You know what I'm saying? We got a vision, but like I said, we got the movement. You know what I'm saying? Like we done met all the prerequisites. You know what I'm saying? For success. You know what I'm saying? To become a successful label / you know what I'm saying? Entertainer. We done met all the prerequisites. We got the city behind us, you know what I'm saying? The street credibility, you get what I'm saying? Like I said, now we just learning the business aspect, you understand what I'm saying? We learning that business part, like how to be more responsible, how to be more, you know what I'm saying, in that field. And like I said, again, though, this without tutoring, this without management, this without somebody supervising your every move, so it's still all our effort still based off of our grind and our, you know what I'm saying, our determination and drive and ambition and shit that we want out of this entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So what we want is we want global exposure. That's basically what we need, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be nice to get noticed by a major company. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice. But when you talk to motherfuckers that's already been in the game and shit like that, like, we didn't open up for over 40 motherfucking artists. I'm talking about from Boosie, Walker, Yo Gotti, the motherfucking Gorilla Gold, Soulja Boy artists, J Balls, Party Boys, Cleaner. Like, we done opened up for a lot of artists, man. Juvenile, Trick Daddy. Like, we done did all that shit. So, like, when we sit down and chop it up with these niggas, Webby, when we sit down and chop it up, they'll tell you, they the ones that tell us, like, it'd be better if y'all continue doing what y'all doing independent versus signing with a major label.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they see that we got a strong movement, and that's really where it's at. You know what I'm saying? So our whole vision is, if anything that mother can offer us would be, like I say, global exposure. Would be, you know what I'm saying, teaching us the paperwork aspect of the business. You know what I'm saying? So we can learn how to do our own shit. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying, that type of shit, man. So, you know, we want success just like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? We want success just like everybody else, man, you know what I'm saying? And that shit starts with exposure, first. you know, that's really where we at, man, trying to get exposure. So as an underground group, we mention in all avenues, whether it's internet radio, whether it's motherfucking showing up at motherfucking charity events performing for free, whether it's throwing our own charity events for free, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, throwing our Mother's Day cookouts, our Father's Day cookouts, our Easter, you know what I'm saying, putting on a bunny rabbit costume, running through the projects, you know what I mean, with 1,000 children stays behind you, or whether it's the Christmas tour drive, or, you know what I'm saying, where we're going to every house in the project, dropping off tours. Like, we doing, you know what I'm saying, like, we're trying to capitalize on the exposure, you know what I'm saying, but like you said, we need a broader base, you know what I'm saying, we need a broader expansion, you know what I'm saying, we want international exposure, you know what I'm saying, we want to be able to touch the homes and the dang on, you know what I'm saying, of other motherfuckers outside of just Winston-Salem, man, you know what I'm saying, because only our reach with exposure only stretches so far when it's based on our own effort, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to jump in your car, go to Charlotte and promote. You got to use your money to go down here and spend the money on the gas and the food and the flyers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we got a lot of restrictions, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, like, you asked me where we want to take it. Our whole shit is really just, like I say, just getting exposure. And the music going to do the rest, you know what I'm saying? Just gaining exposure and let the music do the rest.
For sure, for sure. So, basically, the wheel gonna recognize wheel, so it's gonna pick up once they see it in the music. They see what you got going on, and it's gonna definitely pick up.
Yeah, for sure, man. I got a lot of little people calling in. I got a little partner out here in California. You know, I be having little people linking in with it, like you said, real recognize real. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, and I see, we're from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So in our city, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people know us for our community event. You know what I'm saying? Like, we on our third and fourth annual, you know what I'm saying, Stop the Violence Peace Rallies. We on our third and fourth annual Honey Turkey Giveaway on Thanksgiving to the homeless, to the less fortunate. We on our third and fourth annual Christmas tour drive to the less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? We on our third and fourth annual Mother's Day, Father's Day, Memorial Day, Labor. So, like, in our city, we already acknowledged for our community efforts and music and shit like that. But, you know, North Carolina really ain't no plateau, you get what I'm saying, for entertainment. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole doing his thing, you get what I'm saying? But, like, we represent this street shit in North Carolina. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we represent, like, it's two boys. Like, I got a song coming out right now with J. Cole, featuring J. Cole. It's a remix to his Life Please, you know what I'm saying? And that shit called, it's titled Yikes Please. You feel me? And it really addresses that issue. Like, he the king of Carolina right now. But it's on this aspect. It's on the aspect of, like Drake. You get what I'm saying? It's on that aspect. And you know what I'm saying? But I'm giving you the aspect of, like, you feel me? That short and low, that motherfucking Bootsy. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you that aspect of the Carolina. You get what I'm saying? So, like I say, my whole thing is to come out with, you know, I remix that and really pay a homage, you know, paying respect to the little homie, you know what I'm saying, for God dang on going through what he had to do, you know what I'm saying, leaving the state, whether it was, you know what I'm saying, whether it was leaving the state to get on or not. You feel me? That nigga still representing Carolina, Fayetteville. He representing his shit to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? But I'm feeling in that void. You feel me? People still want to see what type of street presence North Carolina got. You get what I'm saying? And that's where we come in at. Dang, that's where we come in at, you know what I'm saying? That's why we do the community event. Like, so our shit would be, once you do the research, our shit is just, you know what I'm saying, undeniable. You can't just speak the street shit. Like, you can go to any ghetto throughout this country, my nigga. This one might go on my grave. You can go through any ghetto throughout this country, and ain't no street niggas doing what we doing right now, once you say, for that community. That's a challenge. And if a motherfucker listen to this shit and they saying that shit, y'all can go ahead and hit us up, you know what I'm saying, hit Cat Daddy up, he gonna leave you the number, whatever, and y'all let motherfuckers know what y'all doing, you know what I'm saying, because now we open up a bridge for an alliance, you feel me, we can join y'all shit, and, you know, like, well, look, whatever just came out of Pope Holmes and this shit, you know what I'm saying, like, our shit is, like I said, unprecedented, man, in the ghetto, I don't give a fuck where you at, in the ghetto, you go through, ain't nobody doing what the fuck we do, I bet you Jay-Z ain't even doing what we do. For our community in Marshall, Project, where he from? You know what I'm saying? Not saying he don't do shit, but it ain't on the magnitude of what we doing. With little to no resource. I'm talking about with a fraction. We ain't got a goddamn on a fraction of what this motherfucker got. But we keeping this shit hot. We on our third and fourth annuals on damn near 10 events a year. You know what I'm saying? Non-charity, you know what I'm saying? Non-profit type of shit. Not including our birthdays that we do. Not including the motherfucker pay us to come do shows. You feel me? Like all year throughout the year, we damn near, we booked up damn near all year. And we independent. Without exposure from motherfuckers even knowing that damn, these boys right behind us in our backyard doing all this goddamn shit by themselves. Man, let me help these goddamn boys, man. These boys up here solid. And then, like I say, our music. You know what I'm saying? The music speaks for itself.
For sure. Man, that's definitely true. Hey, time I see you, hey, doing something for the doing something for the hood or something for the needy. So hey, I see it myself.
You feel me, bro? See, like, but motherfuckers in Atlanta don't know that. Niggas in California, you know what I'm saying? Niggas in Detroit or Michigan, niggas in Illinois, New York, niggas like them don't know that shit though. Montana. Seattle, why niggas like them don't know that shit, but see that's exposure we trying to get. So like the motherfuckers do, especially the niggas that claim, see, like I said, we street representatives. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a self-proclaimed hood host. Period. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I say hood host, I mean like motherfuckers globally. I'm a voice for all the motherfuckers have not. Period. You know what I'm saying? Pop level. My nigga Lil Peter Boy. You feel me? Boots right up under me, women and all this. You know, all my little homies up under me. I'm the big homie. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I take that title. You feel me? The hood host, my nigga. You feel me? And I let that shit be shown in my track list. You know what I'm saying? Like, if motherfuckers swing, they so goddamn deep. If motherfuckers swing, they so goddamn good. Match up with what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Match up with what Trey ain't doing over there in Winston, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? But they non-profit event. You feel me? Niggas claiming they bosses, but they still charge the motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? No, that ain't boss shit. You feel me?
That
ain't boss shit. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't boss shit.
Yeah, that ain't boss shit, man. You feel me? Like, we just got booked for Ninth Wonder. Everybody know Ninth Wonder. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The motherfuckers got things. He did a nice track, the motherfucker. He legendary right now. And he young. But that nigga straight up out of Trey Cole. He had a one to in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Chris Paul. Everybody know him. Basketball. He out there playing ball. Josh Howard. You feel me? All these niggas. You feel me? But we just got an event. We just got a book to do an event with these niggas, right? To do a show with them. But niggas charge. Understand what I'm saying? All three of these niggas already know about a network for probably close to $80 million. How the fuck it ain't no way you supposed to charge motherfuckers in your own hometown, especially premier artists, motherfuckers that you see like Trey Games doing community works and all. How do you even dare? That's an insult to me to try to charge a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, I challenge anybody, y'all. Any hood, any nigga that be calling in your ass, ask them to do the type of little community shit y'all be doing, man. You know, not to be rubbing in their face. But we gotta be holding niggas accountable for that gangster shit. You feel me? Everybody gangster. Everybody gangster. But who's setting the bar? You feel me? Who's setting the bar of this gangster shit? You know what I'm saying? Who's setting the bar of this so called hood shit? Who's setting the bar of this so called street shit? You feel me? And I'm gonna answer that. I'm gonna answer that shit for you, man. You feel me? Trey Name Entertainment, man. What's you saying to North Carolina, dog? You feel me? Our war cries, motherfucking Trey Game bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's how I call it a while right there. Trey Game bitch. You feel me? Motherfuckers went saying you're going to hear a Trey Game, bitch. And them motherfuckers ready to die for you because they see what we do for our fucking city. You know, like I said, this shit is unprecedented. These niggas know us straight from the project. Know that we ain't got millions of dollars. Know we ain't got hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, we barely even got a goddamn $1,000. You feel me? Just one federal trial. Know we just came out of a one federal trial. You feel me? Knowing the feds just picked up a little brother. Like, motherfuckers respect that shit. And these motherfuckers ready to die for your way behind that shit, man. Because they like, damn, boy, y'all motherfuckers doing so much with so little. And now they hold these motherfuckers who got shit accountable for that shit. Like, how the fuck happened to this nigga with nothing show y'all out? And y'all sitting up here with $80 million. Y'all want to come through and, you feel me, one event a year. type of shit. Y'all want to have basketball camps or do all these camps, still charging these kids and shit, man. What the fuck? You, like, we setting the bar for that gangster shit, so-called gangster shit, because motherfuckers be using it so goddamn loosely. We set the bar for that so-called hood shit, because motherfuckers so-called, you know what I'm saying, since they use that shit so loosely. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing that, if you ain't doing what the fuck Tay Gang doing, then you ain't gangster, nigga. You ain't hood, nigga. You feel me? You ain't from the project, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm the hood host. And I said that shit, you feel me? That's my word. If motherfuckers got, if you can compare what the fuck we doing, then you keeping that shit G, nigga. You keeping it G. Yeah, you probably is from the goddamn project. You know what I'm saying? No. And that's how we got, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, see, you over on the other line and you can confirm, you know, that's what makes this whole shit so good. You feel? Because you can confirm what the fuck what we doing. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you talking to a lot of motherfuckers who you know what I'm saying, who are from different areas in the entertainment business. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is really like you said, you can trace this shit back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ain't doing this shit, boy. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It ain't to be judged. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing, you know, from the fact, it ain't no, we damn sure ain't going to be sitting up here trying to pass judgment on the nigga. But, you got to hold your ass accountable, my nigga, when you over here saying you in my lane. When you saying you in that hood shit, that project shit, you in my lane, bro. So, I'm going to be holding you accountable for project actions, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? For project actions. I'm holding you accountable for that shit. You feel me? Where I'm from, nigga, I'm the boss. I'm the done of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I got a whole main team. You know what I'm saying? I got youngins from every hood. You can pull out that camera and follow me. Walk with me. No guns, no landing while you enter every hood that's been beaten for years. You know what I'm saying? And see the response. You know what I'm saying? Niggas love me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how shit gonna be when the motherfuckers start goddamn on leave, trying to goddamn on. Follow this same old format. You know what I'm saying? Follow this same format. My nigga, when you got motherfuckers out here with EBS food stamp cards feeding the motherfuckers hood, you know what I'm saying? When you got girls whipping to give you their food stamp cards, take food out their kids' mouth to make sure that your charity events go right, man, that's when you know you got something powerful, bro.
Yeah, that's real tough.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you know you got something powerful. I just don't like when motherfuckers be saying that gangster shit and. You know what I'm saying? And the image that you're giving off, it ain't gangster, though. But people want it, that type of image portrayed as the gangster, though. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, they got they're going to put you on this upper, you know, they put you on this upper level just to shun the real image of the gangster shit. You feel me?
For sure.
Yeah, man, we got We're all in the town, but we ain't judging nobody, though. We from the street, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of us just do it out of ignorance. They just don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said I'm setting the bar, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why we said the DVDs coming out. That's why we said the web. Like I said earlier in the conversation, that's why we're trying to get the business side set up. So, where motherfuckers can go tap us to our website and just actually see this shit. Like, we record everything in the damn new we do. They just ran up in my shit in the private. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my shit got lost. Like, footage in a way, but I a lot of my shit, too, though. But you, motherfuckers be able to see. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be able to see, man. You know what I'm saying? Them boys ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to make other motherfuckers another hood. You know what I'm saying? Raise the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so, hey. Trey Gang put it out, dog. Hey, I appreciate you stopping by here with me tonight, letting me know what's up. Hey, y'all make sure y'all soon as y'all can send me some stuff so I can let the people hear y'all music, man.
No doubt, bro, no doubt, man. I just pulled some shit out the oven, man. We just recorded at Chop House Studios, man. They can produce. Young producers out of my city too, man. They just got time with Streeters. You know what I'm saying? Owner Streeters East. He had a high point. That's in the side there. He's Greenville. I'm from Winston. He just hollered at. You know, he just signed Chop House and shit. You know what I'm saying? He the DJ for Motherfucking Two Chains. So like a lot of shit looking up. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of shit looking up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So we just recorded a song called "You So Crazy" out here at Chop House Studios, man. So. you know, like I said, when you get the paperwork done on that, I'm going to ship you that. You feel me? I'm going to ship with my artists out here on the West Coast, you know, Scooter. Little Scooter Trillaz. I'm going to ship you the single with my group, TGYZ. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ship you the single with me and my boy, me and Mr. Winston. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got this shit coming, man. I'm just, like I said, we just got out from, you know what I'm saying, some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to take them crackers to trial, boy. I had to take them over to trial to move to trial. For real, bro. I took them crackers to trial, man. You feel me? Got out. And I bundled my brother out. You feel me? See, I'm going to tell you so crazy about it, bro. I got picked up out of Fizz, like, boom. The day I won Fizz trial, the crackers went to go pick up my brother the same day I won Fizz trial. This is timing up. So, boom. My brother down to like 14 points. So after I went, I'm down to another 8 months, though, because the state trying to punish my ass. So I had to hire my damn state attorney and defend my goddamn self. You feel me? And whoop the state. You feel me? So when I get out, my brother had already been out here 14 months now. I was down there 16 months now. Well, it's 18 months then. So I touched down, boom. Bail out my little soldier. You feel my little brother get out. Fed's gonna pick him up 3 weeks later. You know what I'm saying? He's got here with 13 years. You know what I'm saying? So, what we doing out here, man, is without the resources that we had before. You know, that's the only thing I can really say. We ain't got the resources we had before. Motherfucker, street niggas know what the fuck we talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's how you hear Fed's is anyway. You know what I'm saying? Them boys act. You know what I'm saying? They act. Period. You know, you hear Fed, them boys act. You know what I'm saying? So, we out here doing what we doing now without them resources. You know what I'm saying? So, motherfuckers commending us, man. That's my word, man. That's why I be posting this shit on Facebook all the time about how much Craig ain't love out Dakota. Because when they see us out here, these little distribution sites within our cities, like, we got little cooler stores that allowed us to post up and sell our music. So, they respect what the fuck we've been doing for the community. And what I'm saying, like, when you do real shit, mother don't mind fucking with you, man. That's my word. As long as you doing real shit in the hood, you can run from the police and that old lady gonna open the door for your ass.
Yeah.
As long as you doing real shit, they ain't gonna let them crowd take your ass. You good. But when you sitting up there doing all that disrespectful shit, when you sitting up there bringing all that dang on crazy shit to them youngins, getting the baddest up to them youngins in the hood, man, them old ladies shut the door in your face when you run from the police. Fuck, get him. Ain't nobody doing that anyway. Go ahead, you feel me? So, like, that's what it is. Like, that's the example I can use, like, far like the youth. They've not really seen us establish the community shit. You know what I'm saying? That's really they were saying, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with y'all. We respect what the fuck y'all are young niggas doing, man. Y'all can sit up here and post right here and say y'all shit. So when we post up, man, niggas throughout the city, I don't give a fuck. Where, you know what I'm saying? Where they from, man? South side, east side. You know, man, mother come by, stop, buy music. And the main reason be like, they say, boy, cause y'all doing this shit without the game, boy. They respect that shit. They say, man, y'all doing a lot of the game, boy. You know what I'm saying? So, motherfuckers gonna give you that respect, man. You got that going. Just be solid, stay consistent, and stay down. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Just stay down. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, like Pac said, like, event, throughout time, you gonna see who been fighting to be gangster. You gonna see who utilize that shit to catapult. You know what I'm saying? They little ulterior motives. You're going to be able to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't really care. You know, that's why I say it ain't nothing to be judged on, because at the end of the day, motherfuckers going to really be able to see, and they going to be able to isolate the real niggas from that motherfucker that was, you know what I'm saying, putting on the facade. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, I'm the real host of this shit, man. I'm Yikes, man. CEO. You know what I'm saying? My nigga BK, he the CEO. You know what I'm saying? They call Trey Game in the same. My nigga working right now. So anything I do, I speak on behalf of my brother. That's my little brother. He's from California. You know, Mountain View. Oh, he's from Oak out there in California. He moved out here when he was 7 years old. And been with me ever since. You know what I'm saying? Being down. So y'all not a Cali nigga. So, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? He's been walking his path the way he got there, being groomed anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like them solid ass Cali niggas. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, man, we ain't even playing with these motherfuckers, bro. We ain't even playing with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I definitely feel it. Yeah, soon as y'all get something, hey, we gonna link up. We gonna get it right.
Yeah, we gonna definitely link it up, man. I'm gonna get this shit right, man. I'm gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to definitely get the music right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of little motherfucking DJs hitting us up. You know what I'm saying? Hitting us up, trying to get some music. And I tell them the same. You know, I'm just trying to get the paperwork right. You know what I'm saying? So when we get it to you, You know what I'm saying? It won't, yeah, everything be official. You know what I'm saying? Everything be official. We the only group getting paid up in Winston. We the only group who get paid to perform, bro. And like I said, it's after coming through where we came to. It's unfortunate that we have to get picked up by the feds. It's unfortunate that, you know what I'm saying, we had to go through that, you know what I'm saying, that trial. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But that shit also enhanced the whole movement, though.
Yeah,
you know, so, you know, I actually wrote a book about that shit. I got a book coming out called Yikes, the Feds Story. You know what I'm saying? I got a book coming out called Trick Game Bitch, the book. Talking about the movie. How this shit started and basically leading up to the arrest.
Yeah,
then I got another book coming out called Snipes. The Sum of All Fears. You know what I'm saying? Talking about me and my little brother. Like I said, he got picked up by the feds. You know what I'm saying? That's a Snipes' autobiography. That's me and his autobiography. So we got three books coming off of this shit. You feel me? And we got the music coming off of this shit. Just look at the money I got set up right now. Look at the money I got set up. I got a book coming off. I got three books coming out of this shit. I got motherfucking DVD. I'm talking about volume of hood DVD. Not no rehearsed shit. Nah. I'm talking about like Nigga House shit. Like, you know how we playing the crazy. Motherfuckers are up 7 o'clock in the morning jamming. Like, we jamming. Look at how, you know what I'm saying? I got good hood footage. You know what I'm saying? I come out volumes, bro. And I done lost volumes. But it lets you know how, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, motherfuckers, yeah, man, we on point, man. Frozen paraphernalia. I got my pictures out here in Australia. You know what I'm saying? Ryan Collins. Motherfucker, all these Terry Collins, all these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people out in Australia wanting, I got a fan base out here in Australia. This come from Facebook. This don't come from no radio play, no nothing. This come from people just seeing our shit, hearing us tapping through our shit, was like, damn, I like our shit. Our shit grew from one person in Australia to his brother sending a friend request, to his brother's homeboy sending a friend request, to his homeboy's girlfriend sending a request. Yeah, I probably got about 10 to 15 niggas out here in Australia, bro, fucking with a heavy. I'm talking about real heavy. Like, want me to send them clothes, send them music. They Trey Gang bitch all on Facebook, man. And then in Australia, never met her. We ain't never seen each other. That's my word, bro. And this Australia, nigga. White boys, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, motherfuckers ain't tripping on no bull, you know. Motherfuckers, like you said earlier in the conversation, real recognized red. And that ain't even based on your motherfucking race. You know what I'm saying? That shit hard. That shit hard. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers can feel shit in their goddamn heart. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what color you is. They can feel it in their heart. You know what I'm saying? And that's what really got us goddamn out here winning. You know, we talking to my little nigga TGYG, my little group. You talk to them, Reggie, Lil Nene, Lil Yada TJ, my brother Joker, Junior. When you talk to these niggas, everybody gonna say, bro, we out here winning. We win. You feel me? But mother gotta know the depth of that shit. Like, why is these niggas winning? You know what I'm saying? That's good, man. That shit paying off, man. That shit paying just being solid ass niggas, man. Just being solid, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit coming off good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all got that on. You know, invited us for the show. I'm glad you acknowledge how help is out here in your city, in our city. I'm glad you acknowledge that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that you're willing to share that shit with the world. I'm glad you're willing to challenge street niggas in the world. Like, niggas, this is what my niggas do. This is what my family do. You know what I'm saying? This is how we come. You feel like that shit like promotion. You know what I'm saying? That shit challenging. Okay, y'all saying y'all real, but Y'all doing this? You feel me? Like you have to put them toes to count what the fuck Trey Gang be doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you have to use your toes. And that's going to make niggas raise the bar. You know what I'm saying? That's going to make niggas raise the bar. So now you got a lot of
niggas. That's what I was saying. I ain't been saying that for a lot of people be asking, hey, what done happened to the game? What done happened to the game is the real ain't in the game no more. You look around in some of these cities, you asking what happened to the game, the real ain't in the game no more. Until we put the real back in the game, hey, this is what you got. You got a watered down game.
You got to water down. It comes with the leadership. You know what I'm saying? It should come with the leadership. Everything comes like they say when they hit you for Rico at. You know what I'm saying? They coming for the head of the family because they know if they get the head, the body gonna with it, right? It's the same thing with like any type of trend, any type of, you know what I'm saying? Any type of shit like organization. That's the same way. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got motherfuckers in the game praising snitches, like these motherfuckers making movies on Nicky Barnes and shit. You making movies on Al? Y'all they making movies on snitches, man. They praising. They praising their business acumen. They praising them niggas' business acumen like, oh, man, they so good, man. I'm telling you, if he was in the Fortune 500 company, man, he could be a billionaire. They praising that part of the snitch. You get what I'm saying? But they failing to realize that in this war, he a bitch-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? In this war, he a bitch-ass nigga, though. You get what I'm saying? And that's something that we don't condone, period. I don't give a fuck how smart your ass is. You know what I'm saying? That dude, what's his name? Madoff or whatever the dude that stole like $7 billion and that run and all that shit. Yeah. I mean, that nigga pulled off what? Trillions of dollars just stealing shit. But don't nobody respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody respect how much money you can make, dog. It's all about your morals and your ethics at the end of the day, man, especially when you're dealing with street niggas. So if that's known, why in the fuck is we praising snitches, dog? You get what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. You ain't supposed to get that nigga no type of breather, no type of exposure at all unless you the same in that nigga character, period. You know what I'm saying? Your ass know what it means to be a snitch nigga, and that shit gonna pass down to your kids. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That shit gonna pass down to your goddamn kids. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, you gotta be a solid ass nigga, period. Damn. Because you already know you're a representation of your family, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, your grandma say, watch who the fuck you play with out here. Watch who you hang with out here, because that nigga reputation can get your ass fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Sure. That nigga reputation end up getting the whole this family right here fucked up, and we don't even hang with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. It's the leadership. When our leaders right now in the game anyway, and then they the ones with exposure. You know what I'm saying? When our leaders allow that shit, but they don't speak out against it, that's when, like you say, that's when you get motherfuckers questioning you, little underground niggas. Like, damn, man, why the game fucked up, man? Why the game fucked up? You know what I'm saying? Because our leaders, man, is our leaders. You know, it's just like with our black economics. You know what I'm saying? That's just like with our deteriorating neighborhood. It's the leaders, bro. You get what I'm saying? It's the leaders. You know, yeah, you got to always look at yourself first. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to make progression. You know, it's like we have. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're going to offer you all the help in the world. We're going to offer you free shelters. We're going to offer you a job. You know what I'm saying? Only thing that we'll stay clean. How are we going to keep you clean when we let you off and you out of our supervision? You feel me? It's all on you at the end of the day, bro. You feel me? So, in a bigger scale, if black people want to goddamn come up, whether it's the gang or whether it's, like you say, black economics, whatever it is, as a race, we got to check ourselves first, period. You know what I'm saying? Period. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers need to start looking within the race to find out who the leader, who they going to point out as these leaders, or who they going to point as these leaders, who they want representing them. And in my city, they want us representing that shit. Because they already see the track record that we leave. You know what I'm saying? Mother tell us quit. Like, boy, I want y'all to blow, but I already know what y'all going to do with the money.
Yeah.
It's already seen, because we do it with little to nothing now. You feel me? So you already know what the fuck we're going to do with. You know what I'm saying? And that's what motherfuckers want. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers want that type of leadership. You don't want no motherfucker that's sitting on $700 million. You feel me? And you ain't open, you know what I'm saying? You ain't doing shit, bro. You ain't got over two community events in your city. I mean, in your project. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no talent showcases for your little young niggas in your project. Like, my nigga, Jay-Z got $700 million. Anything the nigga, he made, right? Anything that nigga make right now, go down there, go platinum. Out the gate. GP. Man, Jay-Z do a single with every young nigga in Marshall Project for the next 5-10 years.
And
two singles, three singles, and come and have them little niggas on.
Damn, sure can't.
Now they spread in a different perspective. Because when niggas start making money, niggas definitely ain't thinking about going to jail. You know what I'm saying? That's the last thing a nigga thinking about when he making money. So if you want to stop the violence in your hood, if you want to spread the message and stop the violence nationally, you need to give it up with these if I'm Jay-Z, I'm going to say, okay, boom. I got New York. Who else can I link up with New York? 50 Cent. I got 50. I got Puffy. I
I got Nas. I got, you feel me? You gonna find all these, you know what I'm saying, all the mothers that can help you in each respect the struggle. I got Busting Rhymes. Ooh. Okay, boom. I'm gonna link out here to Philly. Who over there in Philly? Okay, I can holler at my nigga in the roof. I can holler at Beans. I can holler at Cook Meat. You know what I'm saying? Or who we got in Jersey? I can holler at Queen Latifah. I can holler at Trick. You feel me? Who we got down in Carolina? We got J. Cole. We got Trey Gang. Who we got in Florida? We got Trick there. Who we got in Atlanta? We got T.I. Man, we can do this shit, dog. It's all about the leadership. You get what I'm saying? It's all about the motherfucking leadership, man. These niggas, and they don't know how to lead because these niggas ain't, they weren't leaders. You know what I'm saying? These niggas went, I mean, you got to follow to become a leader. Don't get it twisted. You get what I'm saying? But it's all about who you follow. You know what I'm saying? Who you patterning your shit out? You understand what I'm saying? Who you patterning your shit out though? Like Bumpy was following who was cuz? Bumpy Johnson Frank White was following Bumpy. Like how he was following Gang. That shit carried over in his act. It's all about who you following though. And obviously these niggas weren't following the right leader. You know what I'm saying? They were following niggas who was caught up in the 85%. You know what I'm saying? They were dumb, deaf, and blind, so they followed it. So when you get money, you ain't know you a dumb, deaf, and blind with that money. You don't know how to lead. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to lead. So what motherfuckers got to understand is how to step to the stage. Just because you got the most money don't make you, and just because you got the most influence don't make you the leader, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't make you the voice. You get what I'm saying? It don't make you that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the type of shit I would be doing with that type of status. You get what I'm saying? Like a Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I can be talking to Snoop. Now Snoop sitting up here doing the same thing out here in Long Beach. Snoop got Cube, same thing in South Central, Doug C, Mac 10. You know what I'm saying? Got Mac Dre and all them niggas, E-40 and all them in the Bay doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we doing, like, we need to be practicing on black economics. You get what I'm saying? Restructuring the psychology of the black mind, my nigga. And, we can do it through the music, number one. Because that's a big plateau, my nigga. That's a campaign. It's like 6 paying for presidency. We can do this shit through music. You know what I'm saying? We got to watch out who perpetuating the wrong images, who perpetuating the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? We got to be watching out who doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at a documentary last night, and that's what the motherfucker, Chuck D said that shit. Chuck D was, a public enemy, Chuck D, OG, Big Buck. He was talking about how, like, how they was winning, basically. How public enemy was winning with the social cries and shit back in the days, but how, like, he witnessed how it worked, that shit came to an end. You know what I'm saying? How they stopped pushing over. He said, after us, y'all think NWA. You get what I'm saying? And he was, like, basically just speaking on how, like, they wanted to perpetuate, like, hostility. They wanted to perpetuate niggas at each other's throat type of shit like that. That's how he basically saying. He said that's why you seen NWA with 3 million sales and instead of Public Enemy with 1 million sales. You know what I'm saying? When we was doing so good though, that's how he came. Like when we was doing so good, you feel me? Like you gotta watch in this hip hop anyway. Like because this is our underground railroad, man, to feed our motherfucking peoples, man. Sports is another one too, though. But you know that's another avenue I'm gonna get on too, cause them niggas they definitely lost. Them sports niggas definitely lost. That's my worry, but like I say, it's gonna come with the leadership. You know what I'm saying? Like they gonna fall in sync once the right leader get in place. But right now with this music, we gotta protect this shit right now. We gotta know this is our underground railroad. Like I say, when I say underground railroad, this shit to an extent where like I say with Jay-Z, he can put on damn near everybody in his goddamn city. I mean in his own property, number one.
For sure. He damn so
good. Yeah, and that's gonna spread through our book. You know what I'm saying? And in Brooklyn, it's going to spread throughout.
I was saying, hold that thought real quick. I'm about to toss to this song. I'm going to get right back to you, man.
All right, bro. Look up.
Okay. It's that web and what it do, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. Spin that real shit to you tonight.
Shout out to that nigga Web and Phil NZ, baby. Trick ain't bitch. Yikes.
Do you hear me now?
What I do?
This is really me.
This
really what I do.
What I do?
This really what I do.
What I do?
This really what I do.
What I do?
This is really me. This really what I do.
What I do?
Stay holding on a big tree. Pants on my knees, yeah, this is me. And all my glasses cost me three. So money, 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 that's all I see. Actually, I'm a little hood trendsetter. I'm telling you, I'm so unique. I ain't thinking about nobody trying to do me. I'm well off, nigga fell off. Who me? Oh, hey, man, fans, you gon' end up in a bag. Gon' trust y'all. y'all, nigga. Fuck y'all, sue me. I'm stuck up in the streets like a nigga glue me, man. I have hitters everywhere you be. No game, man. Hooping with your man, you gon' end up looking stupid, nigga. Promise, nigga, trying to fool me. Get the talking motherfuckers like Bruce Lee. Quarterback sneak, start throwing Uzi. I take $1 million, beat them, blew that bitch. Big head, bitch heads, that's all I get. And that crazy ass G shit is all I spit. Me and fake little niggas, we just don't mix. And these broke little niggas, man, I just can't fix. They'll be all up on a nigga no matter where I get. That's why I'm stomping on these bitches like they ain't see. Give me piss, no, you don't wanna take that risk. Cause we three niggas, man, we don't beep on this. We got a creep on this, and I can promise you this. Pussy ass nigga, you don't wanna make that bitch. I don't play that shit, you better weigh that shit. And if it ain't the whole thing, I'ma take that bitch. I ain't the trillest motherfucker, man, who say that shit? Poking holes in these hoes, tattoo that bitch. Them TV cribs, got a crib like you see up on them TV cribs. The Atlanta, how I live, where I live. Bitch nigga, you don't really live how I live. Can pick a fella damn near everywhere I see. Millionaire, my little brother got killed. My big brother up in jail. Bitch, you don't know how that feel. Came up, got rich, haters broken in a bitch. Now they hating on the nigga, you know how that is. Better stay up in your place and remember what I say when I tell you shit. You don't wanna try this here. Savage lifestyle, you can even buy this here. Prices, more than money, I put that on trips. Got my mind on meals, got a house on wheels, and my bitch on heels, and my wrist on tears.
Certified banger right dog. Snags, what it do?
Shit, man, cooler, man. You already know, shout out to Whippy, man. You know what I'm saying? Trill is T Free Lil Boosie, Free my brother Snipes, you know what I'm saying? He in West Virginia, man. I'm there Beckley, you know what I'm saying? Federal Correction Institute. Free my little brother, man, you know what I'm saying? All the Lil Lynn, Bernard Buck, all the real nigga, my cousin Rev, you know what I'm saying? But you know, shout out to my nigga Cat Daddy Marshall, giving y'all this motherfucking real shit. You feel me?
For sure. Definitely. Hey, I try to keep it real. Hey, I'm gonna keep it real. Like I said, hey, shit. Some of the shit niggas untouched. Hey, I ain't even gonna sit right here and say I touched it. And some of the shit you don't touch, I done touched it. Shit, like I say, when I went downtown, they told me to hit the cell or tail. I hit my damn cell and burn it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, yep. That's the way it is. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? We got this motherfucker, man. We trying to get down. Like I said, we got the show, man. Y'all, we got the show with motherfucking Knife One, the legendary nigga from around the hood. You know, I'm from the city, whatever. Josh Howard, you know what I'm saying? Played ball at that Dallas Mavericks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying? They got a celebrity little shit. We got the Black Theater, National Black Theater Festival, man, down here in Winston-Salem, too, man. That's very historical, you know what I'm saying? It's a very historical event. That shit started today. So all this shit during this event, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be well anticipated, you know what I'm saying? And for us to get booked for this event, like I say, speak volumes, you know what I'm saying? Really speak volumes, man, you know what I'm saying? We out here really doing some unprecedented shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about unprecedented, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just, like I said, I just want the exposure, man. I just want the exposure. Point me in the right direction, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to say, I got them just, fuck it, walking on the highway, man. Fuck it, I just walked the Atlanta. Fuck it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how motherfucking hungry nigga is, man. I walked the goddamn Atlanta. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Here, nigga, this is what we doing, boy. You know what I'm saying? Jump on that stage, whatever, boy. That's what we trying to do, man, you know.
Atlanta ain't gonna know how to be it, man. We about to get that shit done. We about to hear that shit popping here. Atlanta ain't going to know how to be it, man. Everybody trying to run to Atlanta. We about to change that.
Yeah, we got to. First, we got to change the radio station. These niggas up here want to keep playing the same niggas 5 and 30 times a day. They don't even want to get an artist hour showcase, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they want to promote their own individual programs. Like, I might be a disc jockey. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, you know, it's out of our power, bro. Ooh. All right, I might be a disc jockey, and I might be playing what they tell me to play. But at the same time, if I can find time to promote my comedy show, my own personal comedy show, or if I can find time to promote my own artist, because I got my own record label, whatever, you can find time to promote the local artist too then. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You feel me? Because it's almost like you diminishing our growth just to, you know what I'm saying, just to accentuate your own growth. You know what I'm saying? Through the resources and avenues that you already got. We trying to attain those avenues and resources that you got. But you want to deny us those resources and all that with the excuse that, man, it's out of my hand, man. But when we listen to the radio, we steady seeing you promoting, you know what I'm saying, new 2 Chainz. And y'all make sure y'all come out to my comedy show tonight, man. You know, yeah, y'all want the people to come support. Y'all want the listeners to come support y'all. But then when the listener, you know what I'm saying, which is I'm a listener, but I just so happen to have a business too, which falls up under y'all umbrella with entertainment. You know what I'm saying? But when I come to y'all and say, bro, man, you know, give me some burn. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? When y'all hit my city, y'all call us out. Trey Gang, what y'all doing, man? You know what I'm saying? We in y'all city, man. We got the toy drive. They bought the big ass bus up in 102 down. You know what I'm saying? They bring a big ass bus up there to the city. To Trey Folk. You know, Greensboro don't even come to Trey Folk anyway. They don't even come to our shit. So they already be biting on their nails coming to our shit anyway. Like, hoping nobody don't tear their shit up anyway. You know what I'm saying? But when they hit our city, that's what they do. They calling us out. Yo, man, we got the tour drive, 102 Jam tour drive. You know what I'm saying? Trey Gang, where y'all at, man? Everybody say y'all doing it. Where y'all at? So what we do? Nigga, we pull up on them motherfuckers out the gate with bags and all that, like, nigga, what? Man, don't ever come to our city talking that shit. Nigga, we do this shit, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't doing this with y'all money. That's some old publicity shit y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? To game listeners and to make y'all more solid with the community. Nigga, we do this shit for real. You know what I'm saying? Bread, meat, nigga. We don't win, we don't eat. You feel me? We do this shit for real, so we pull up on them motherfuckers with bags and all that shit. Like, yeah, nigga, Trey Game in this motherfucker. Oh, you know, it's palm and teeth. Mother gonna shake your hand and smile all in your face then. Palm and teeth, what we call palm and teeth. Mother, it's palm and teeth then, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Trey Gang, hey, man, oh, okay then. Y'all coming, okay, respect, brother. Yeah, but when we sitting up there and we like, damn, bro, can we get some spins? Goddamn. Or not even that. When we throw our shit, why y'all can't show up at our shit now? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, they don't even show up at our shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the shit ain't even, you know, shit ain't right, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't right. And like I said, they make it harder for us to grow as an independent, small business. You know what I'm saying? They make it harder for us to grow when you're supposed to be an outlet for the small business.
You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like I said, especially the premier motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Especially the premier motherfuckers. I understand that you can't take care of everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you got to look out for the premier mother that are making ground, that are, you know what I'm saying? You got to look out for them, though. You know, if you keep hearing this group, hearing this individual, hearing this girl, why are you just going to overlook them just to go let this motherfucker come and open up because he paying? You know what I'm saying? You ain't heard this nigga do not one piece of grind, no name. You know what I'm saying? Only thing you know, he got money to pay to perform at this venue that's offering all his exposure. You only want to pay respect to the mother that's been grinding all year and calling them, say, bro, man, I really respect what the fuck y'all been doing, man. Look, we got a showcase coming up, man. I feel like it's going to be a good opportunity for y'all to gain some exposure in y'all business, man. I want y'all to come through, man. Y'all ain't even got to pay. You know what I'm saying? I got some other acts coming through, but they ain't really got the grind like y'all. They ain't really got the name in the streets as y'all. You know, so we charge them, you know what I'm saying? But y'all want the premier act. We ain't gonna really charge y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been doing so. You know, like you don't get that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you don't get that. You feel me? You don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the leadership was right. It'll trickle down. Like motherfuckers feel obligated to do that shit. You feel me? They'll feel obligated. Like, man, ain't no way we gonna let this little group come up. I mean, yeah, it'll be obligations then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fended down this motherfucker from New York. New York nigga named Fender, right? He's sitting up here calling out Minaj and shit, talking about Minaj ain't keeping shit real. You know what I'm saying? Basically, she cried out about trying to get with him or whatever. I mean, you know, trying to get on or whatever. He reached out, liked her style, picked her up. He introduced her to Miss A, and, you know, basically the bitch got on. But when she got on, she forgot about everybody, supposedly, that put her in that position. Him, number one. You know what I'm saying? Him, Puffy, and he say, I think he said Miss A or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting up here checking the nigga shit, right? I'm like, damn. You sitting up here calling out this bitch, right? But your ass ain't doing shit in Carolina, motherfucker, but bleeding the block. You feel me? Like, I don't see, you got, he got one of the most highly publicized underground independent artist DVDs that I've seen on the East Coast. He got the Come Up DVD, you know what I'm saying? In which he featuring a lot of artists, especially from New York, because he's from New York, so, you know, I understand you putting, you know what I'm saying, showing your niggas from New York, from your city. I understand that shit. But it ain't no way you could be in Carolina and not show us no piece of goddamn love, though, dog. You feel me? You ain't got not one slot on there with a feature presentation from one Carolina act. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's a disrespect shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying? That's a disrespectful shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying? You got all this money. You got volume 23. That nigga like volume 26 of these DVDs. You know what I'm saying? And at one time, I done seen that ain't going to feature, you know what I'm saying, like, of a North Carolina artist in which, like a complimentary slide in which he done took the time out to feature a motherfucker that he been watching and respect their grind. And he promoting that shit like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm down here in North Carolina now. Yeah, I'm from New York. New York know I love him. That's why 90% of my DVD is straight New York artists. But as a resident of North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna introduce y'all to this group or to this female or to this artist, whoever. You feel me? Like, but the shit got to be done on some, you know, like, that's when you take shit back to the streets. Like, shit got to, you know, you got to have some respect shit with this shit, my nigga. Like, how the fuck you expect motherfuckers to respect you when you're on the, you're not here just throwing parties? When you pushing out your product, ain't nothing on there but motherfuckers that come from where you from, New York shit. You know what I'm saying? But you pushing all in Carolina, wanting us to buy it up. You know what I'm saying? Which motherfuckers do buy it up? We know which motherfuckers, like I told the nigga, like, you know, it don't fuck with you because I respect the aspect and the perspective, the new perspective that you bring to the game. You get what I'm saying? You from a more advanced, diverse, you know what I'm saying, side of the business. You know what I'm saying? New York is where, you know what I'm saying, y'all been doing this shit for years. You know what I'm saying? So your maturity in this business is on another level than us down here in Carolina. But you ain't supposed to come out here and try to take advantage and abuse that, though. You supposed to come out here and try to share that shit. You get what I'm saying? Hey, motherfuckers ain't doing that, man. That's what I'm saying. And that's what be fucking up the shit Carolina could have been on, probably. If motherfuckers follow the right avenue, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the motherfuckers above them. They got the money. They got the resources. They follow the right avenue. You get what I'm saying? These niggas sitting out here playing Chubb Rock, man. That's my word, man. These niggas sitting out here playing Chubb fucking Rock. 1992 Chubb Rock. Yeah, man, 1992 shit, 20. Before they play a local artist shit that just made some yesterday.
Yeah.
I tell you the backwards shit of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, what the fuck is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't respect that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't be, you know, like you said, it's a business, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know I got to pay my dues. I ain't even tripping, man. But at the same time, I ain't finna overlook that pussy ass shit, though. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's some whole ass shit. I'm not finna overlook it. You know, I'm not finna bitch about it and sit up here and cry. And when I see you try to beef with you or be yelling out the window, you know what I mean? No, it's, you know, it is what it is. I see it. I acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? But like my nigga Pac say, you know what I'm saying? Once I hit the mount, niggas will never get this shit back, bro. That's my word. Once I hit the mount, niggas ain't never getting this shit back. That's my word, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's my word. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to raise the motherfucking bar for these lame-ass niggas, dog. Y'all already know you got to get there gonna take care of the ground to have a solid-ass foundation. You got to take care of the ground first, your foundation first. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of the little people first. You feel me? The have-nots first. You got to take care of the mother that ain't doing shit first, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it is, man. It's Trey Game Entertainment, man. Winston Salem, man. Trey Paul and this motherfucker, man. No cat. Shout out to South Cat. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? The Dirty South, period, in the whole. You know what I'm saying? The Dirty South, man. We Dirty South representatives, man. You feel me? 2 hours away from motherfucker, like an hour and a half from goddamn Jones. Day time, nigga, where they drop the slaves off. You know what I'm saying?
We right here, man. This is Winston Salem, man. Trey Fogle, man. You know what I'm saying? We doing this shit. Home of the Black Panthers, man. You feel me? Home of the Black Panthers, boy. You feel me?
Appreciate you driving by tonight, man. As soon as you get that paperwork white with that music, hey, get with me so we can goddamn get the people a taste of your music so we can get that shit out worldwide, man.
For sure, bro. I got you, man. I'm on that shit ASAP, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the ASAP. I already got a couple tracks I can get, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I say, we got our showcase coming up. You know, like I say, we got the Stop the Violent Peace Rally, Back to School Tour Drive.
Yeah.
We y'all featuring the one and only goddamn Cat Daddy Marshall. He's going to be broadcasting live, hosted by my nigga Kenny G, Bob Bugatti, and we got a star-studded motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, sponsorship. Star-studded performances coming through, man. Probably got like over 60 motherfuckers coming through from Charlotte, Greensboro, you know what I'm saying. Like, I got motherfuckers coming through, bro, you know what I'm saying. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely have something for you by that event anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
By that event anyway. Okay. I'm going to definitely have some music for you so motherfuckers can match that shit up with the fuck these niggas doing now. Now you got, you feel me? It's like a book. You feel me? I'm giving y'all the cover. The music is going to be the pages of that book. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Be looking out for that music, man. Like I say, new single, May Sound Crazy, produced at Chop House Studios. You know what I'm saying? New single on my West Coast artist, Scooter Trillad, my little cousin, Scooter Trillad, Cool on the Corner. You can look at the video on YouTube. That shit is supposed to follow about 8,000 views. You know what I'm saying? Shit climbing. The hardest in the streets right now. That shit harder than my shit. They got that Cool on the Corner coming out of Oakland, boy. My little cousin Scooter, oh, man, that shit a fool. You feel me? Then I got TGYG. They got a dang on. They got their little new single out. This is my group on some other Trey Game label. They got their single coming out called Paper. You know what I'm saying? Gotta stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? Harder than my shit. You feel me? My little niggas the ones coming crazy. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout, man. Like I say, when we get the paperwork and all this shit done, you know what I'm saying? Everything gonna be in line, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything gonna be trying to get iTunes set up. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to put ourselves in a position, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, to get paid off of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Get paid off of this shit. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm glad you guys, you know, thanks for having us. You know what I'm saying? Trey Gang on behalf of my goddamn on staff, record company, you know what I'm saying? And as and my boy B, in the absence of my boy Brandon Kane, the other half of the Trey Gang, the CEO. You know what I'm saying? We want to say thank you, you know what I'm saying? Love your ass, you know what I'm saying? Keep it hot, you know what I'm saying? Keep that Trey Four shit in the niggas' ears, you know what I'm saying? Let them know, you know, we fuck with everybody, you know what I'm saying? But this is where I'm from, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's where we from, you know what I'm saying? It's, We got shit to present, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We got shit to present. You know what I'm saying? Our shit ain't slouch. You know, ain't none of that weak shit over here. You feel me? Ain't none of that weak shit over here. You know what I'm saying? Try that Trayvon shit over here, nigga. We tearing down the whole goddamn city.
Hey,
try that shit over here if you want to. You know what I'm saying? We tearing the whole goddamn city now. We ain't playing that shit. You feel me? Word it up. On some G shit, if everybody was in sync, the whole country supposed to be tearing that bitch down when that verdict came out. But, you know, that's another thing. Like I say, when that leader song is going to be, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be graver, but, you know, thanks for having us, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love you. Feel me? Everybody be on the lookout for that Trey Game Entertainment. You feel me? Trey Game West. You feel me? TGYG. Mr. Winston. You know what I'm saying? My boy BK. Convert. Tiz. You feel me? We in here, man.
All right. For sure. Definitely, man. Appreciate you, man. Shouts out to the Trey Gang. You know I'm fucking with y'all, man. You already know what it is. For sure.
For sure, bro. Thanks for having us, man.
All right, man.
All right. I'll catch you up.
Okay.
For sure.
For sure. Shouts out to the Trey Gang. Hey, they definitely doing their thing. We about to go out here to Colorado real quick. My boy Devious is the deadbeat. Hey, what it do?
It's the Rocky Mountain Party, put your drinks up. Join the Mile High Club, put your trees up. You a bad bitch, shit ain't afraid to show it. Get on the dance floor and then everybody know it. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch. Bad guy,
bad guy. black on black shit on my Johnny Cash tip. Black on black with black rims, black tint, black shirt, black pants, black flag, black lid. Arrive midnight with a big old blunt behind a skinny waistline and a big old butt. Tell them bring a whole fifth, I ain't need no cup. Whole club crooking shit the minute we show up. Ooh. Let's get it, she got an ass like acid, everybody tripping. So thick, icky sipping when I try to grip it. She shake that thing like she do it for a fucking living. Blunt in my right, drink in my left. You a bad bitch, I don't mean to disrespect. Let's get fucked up, have a night we both forget. You think you're going hard, now you ain't seen nothing yet. It's a Rocky Mountain party, put your drinks up. Join the Mile High Club, put your trees up. You a bad bitch, and ain't afraid to show it. Get on the dance floor and then everybody know it. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, more. Four, five tequila, six tequila. Alright, let's hit the floor. I'm a bad guy with my bad bitch. I like bad girls, why I keep a black whip. She got that Kardashian ass and some Ann's lips. Mean walk, mean talk, mean ass, mad hips. She go low like a low pro on a Lolo. Make you pull your phone and make you wanna post a photo. Got me in the corner up and down like a pogo. About to put her in a video and watch her go in slow-mo. Yeah, do that there. Love the way you move that there. Bend over and just drop it, baby. You know you got the whole club watching, baby. It's a Rocky Mountain party, put your drinks up. Join the Mile High Club, put your trees up. You a bad bitch, and ain't afraid to show it. Get on the dance floor and then everybody know it. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch. Hot damn, goddamn, you a bad bitch. Gotta use both hands just to grab it. Got every man in this bitch shooting glances. Hating on every damn dude who you dance with. Girls in Colorado popping bottles of Moscato. Bought it like we hit the lotto, so these hotties sure to follow. Got that purple cushion hydro, every fucker where the I go. Swear to kid a pyro by the amount of trees that I spoke. Fucked up, feeling good with my shades on. DJ getting bitch requesting the same song. Club on a mad, all the champagne gone. Still going hard, trying to get our fade on. Crown Bacardi to the after party. Watching Naughty Heidi do pole Pilates. No one do it like she do it. Her booty just seduces every dude in here. Lose it when she moves it to the music. It's a Rocky Mountain party, put your drinks up. Join the Mile High Club, put your trees up. You a bad bitch, and ain't afraid to show it. Get on the dance floor and then everybody know it. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch. You a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. You bad so bad, you a bad bitch.
Living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast bars. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. Say I'm living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast bars. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. Said I'm winning to the crowd, picking words up like a bird. And I put that on my word, and I'm sitting out on the curb. Hyperfasming like a nerd, swagged out without a nerve. Made it here with the earth, giving the game what they deserve. And I speak the truth of wisdom words to the south. And they know what I'm about from all these words out my mouth. On the one, who they talk about, the one, who they read about, the one, who they hear about. I'm feeling like a preacher, and I've been rapping shit. 10 and it came from within. Last bottle it was in, a new bottle it was in. And I just left the pen and I'm still holding my pen. Tell myself never again, not another day in sin. And my people say they love me and my fans still trust me. I tell them that they lucky, far away from being a junkie. I'm popping me a monkey and I'm hopping in my donkey. I'm headed to the bank to deposit all this money. Hey, say I'm living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast bars. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. say I'm living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast broad. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. All I say I'm living life, then I thank you very much. If it wasn't for y'all, I would've just been a bust. God bless my tour bus, every city that I go, even in the studio, even when I'm doing shows. I know you got a plan for me, highly up above. I'm flying on this plane, feeling you just like I was. I might be a thug, and I might be a gangster. I'm a man-made rapper, music artist, and a singer. And no, I'm not a banger. Shout out to all my homies. Checkmate doing alright, Brandon J, he getting money. And all them groupie girls, and all them hating haters. You can watch me on your phone, TV a navigator. I come from a city where we struggle to survive. Only the strong survive, so you gotta open your eyes and realize what's good to all your problems. Believe me when I make it, tell my family I gotta make. Say I'm living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast broad. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. Say I'm living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast broad. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. Say I'm living life. Say I'm living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast broad. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. Say I'm living life, I'm just getting to the money. All I see is dollar signs, I ain't worried about nothing. Driving fast cars and fucking fast broad. Say I'm living life, life of a superstar. Say I'm living life.
You already know what it is. Boy, wonder what's up, my nigga.
Know what it is. She said she like to rock, so I laid her on the table. bed.
In the rabbit, I got the ass.
I'm going in, ain't the magician's head. Vandal that, I breaks it in. Can you handle that? Don't hold it in. Don't front, back, get up, turn the ride or what? I'm droving it. I'm nice with it, this wifey. Fast out on the bipolar. Smash props when you throw that shit. Stand out, I'm not on this.
On the real is how you feel.
Yep, you see, that's how I feel. Come through and I demo it. Wreck that, I explode in it. Let's keep below pro. Nah, who care, who know, though. Let's keep the door closed. Don't matter, neighbors know. Yo, hey, what I picture is perfect, no photo. Go from the kitchen to the sofa to the floor, though. Huh, it's for show, though. You already know, though. I'm doing the most, though. I like that, let's go. When I'm in it, don't stop, get it, talking, go slow, but that rut, you with it, with it.
If you want it non-stop, a night till the morning comes. She says, I'm dashing like a rock, gonna hit her on the table. And now she wants me to go slow, go slow, go slow.
Boy, Cat Daddy, man. Hey, we going about 12:30 in the morning, man. You already know what it is. So with the playback stop on a minute, hey, man, you can hear it live after I get done recording it. So, hey, if the playback stop, the live stream stop, hey, do trust. You going to hear it all on the playback. So we about to turn it up for another 30 minutes. Hey, Blog Talk done turned it up on me. I'm about to turn it up on them motherfuckers. You already know what it is, man. This shit, boy, Cat Daddy, is giddy. It's turned up, man. It's Monday night. Hey, what?
I've been drinking tonight, and I've been thinking tonight, it should be nothing between us.
She can't be my friend, cause we done went too far.
Yeah.
Hitting licks, showing young niggas how to ball. I buy her Prada shades, she buy me Louis shoes.
Yeah.
We up in Lenny's Mall, watch us act a damn fool. Cause I'm so damn cool, and she so damn rude. Cause that pussy keep running like a river do. So you know I keep it whipping like a swimmer do. Hit her from the back and get her wetter than a swimming pool. You think we going steady, but we just be cooling it. You talk that shit, she bust that out, this ain't no goofy shit. She can't be my friend, she wanna be my lover. So we play hide and seek.
Drinking tonight, and I've been thinking tonight, it should be nothing between us.
We started out as friends, but we love us forever. Iced out diamond bangles, I buy whatever. Miami Beach for the summer, enjoying the weather. And when we riding round jugging, we bust them together. And she a fool with it, making more than me. Stacking 12 off a zip, I call her G. I ain't gotta cook no more, she know the recipe. And when she take me out to eat, she say it's all on me. My business partner in the street, but that's my wife at home. She do whatever I tell her, I can't leave that alone.
go tonight.
Your body looking so fine, and I'm excited to see you.
See, I've been drinking tonight,
and I've been thinking tonight.
It should be nothing between us.
Hey, Seth,
A$AP,
hey, Cuddy Floater,
A$AP,
AKA
A$AP,
boy.
A$AP, A$AP, A$AP.
I'm trying to take the
car close
to the rack,
had a game late, he don't play.
I saw high on these hoes, no SAT. Finna shine on you boys, you can S-T-E. I got sucked in the game like a VAC. Straight up, I ain't have to C-H-E-A-C. Bitch, I cruise when I move, S-I-E-A-C. Bitch, I'm a B-E-A-S-C. I'm A-plus, nigga, hush, I'm a A-C-E. I'm the shit, that's when niggas try to flush with E. I stay tap on the map and I style on key. Bro, pussy niggas try to style on me. I got goons when them niggas try to wild on me. A wild on this, your bitch when I wild on dick. And she like on that shit like a jaws of a pit. Hold up, A-S-A-P. And I love the way that you shake that. And a nigga like me, I keep it real with ya. I ain't got no time to try to take that. Girl, why you keep on pulling on me? Try to get y'all A-S-A-P to lay back. I got a plan for them rats, gotta make that. We no use in me taking a day nap. Nah, I started up broke, nigga. Went out a dollar to my name, no joke, nigga. But when a nigga stop being in the need of something, that's when he go all let us off cheating some bitch. I ain't had no option.
Nah,
haters always tryna hate, can't stop.
Nah,
no game plan.
Nah,
so I make that. Blow
them
bitch like A-S-A-P.
Just small, remain loyal through the hurt, knowing that that you wanna put me in the dirt. Short skirt, got no love, black tees and snubs to put a nigga in that Mississippi mud if it can't kill you. Then out the blue, you went on Eve while I rode for you. Now I'm like M, it ain't no love for you. Friends and money, loyalty soon paid, cause everybody out here trying to get paid. You say you love your dog, but wait until them niggas turn the dick and get you stepping in some shit. Friends and money, loyalty soon paid, cause everybody out here trying to get paid. You say you love your dog, but wait until them niggas turn the dick and get you stepping in some shit. You ain't a real nigga, you just a coke killer. Money, even Henry off a good fella. You turned jealous when I started calling shots. The plot thickened as if I was dropping soda in the pot ripping. With the face, I had to face the fact that even though we all ate, it wasn't enough for your plate. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry. But money answers all things. Damn, that shit is scary. These dead men control the hearts of the living, and being broke can make you lose religion. But envy breeds a different type of villain with a logical decision. And even though he's eating, he's still driven for division. Two captains can't control the same ship unless you pay the asking price to the man to change ownership. And I am him, the owner and the president. Your spot in my circle, it no longer has a relevance. Friends and money, loyalty soon fade, cause everybody out here trying to get paid. You say you love your dog, but wait until them niggas turn the pick and then you stepping in some shit.
You better watch who you eat with.
Friends and money, loyalty soon fade, cause everybody out here trying to get paid. You say you love your dog, but wait until them niggas turn the pick and then you stepping in some shit.
You better watch who you eat with.
Oh,
12:30 in the morning. Hey, we had that overtime hustling last night. The whole overtime hustling, go out there, check it out. Show went down. You already know what it is. Shouts out to Trey Gang for calling in tonight. Trey Gang, bitch, you already know what it is. Trey Folk, what it do? You know what it is. Hey, so y'all get that done. They put that contact information. Shouts out to J. Cal for stopping through tonight. Hey, he definitely doing this thing. So, hey, man, this your boy, man. God damn it, man. Hey, you can't hit me up because I ain't live streaming no more. But at the end of the show, you going to hear all this bullshit. Hey, this your boy, Cat Daddy. You already know what it is. Young Drill, what it do? Mars@gmail.com or hit me up 336-926-6386. You already know what it is, man. This your boy Cat Daddy, man. Appreciate you tuning in, man. I'm about to let my city anthem take you up out of here. 3-4. I'm around, and that shit take you up out of here. Hey, it's your boy, man. You already know what it is.
Oh, mind, cause I'm long stroke and got a strong tongue. When you left your bitch around the wrong one, I'm the baby daddy of your son. 5 days she ain't been home, 10 days now she ain't coming, cause I'm getting head in the Cadillac, going loud past with the engine running. Man, 5 days she ain't been home, 10 days now she ain't coming, cause I'm getting head in the Cadillac, going loud past with the engine running. Big money over here, so fuck all you haters, cause this is my year. I'm so turned up to the max, I'm the loud of the pack, you can spell it before I came here.
Ooh, loud now.
They